like fetching the water. The chatoni chashuva, something very important. Whoever learns the word shueva, fetching the water, is not wrong, is right. Mandatoni chashuva is also loy mishtabish. Mandatoni shueva loy mishtabish. The pasuk says l'shafta mayim besosan. You should fetch water besosan with happiness. Mandatoni chashuva loy mishtabish. The Amr of Nachman mitzvah chashuvahi. This is a very, very important mitzvah. And it's here from Sheshi Shemei Breshis. Like we had, the Shishim was created from Sheshi Shemei Breshis for the purpose of the Nisuch Hayam HaMayim. Tana Rabbon. Yeah, Tana Rabbon. HaChalil Doiches HaShabbos. Divir Rabbi Yisib Yab Yehuda. It is Doiches HaShabbos. You're allowed to play the flute even on Shabbos. And the Kuruwa then on Yom Tov also you're allowed to do it. The Chum say they'll know. You can't even play the flute, the simple verse of Shueva, you can't play on Yom Tov even. Not only on Shabbos, not even on Yom Tov. Omer Rabbi Yosef explained, what's the machlokes? Yes, Omer Rabbi Yosef, machlokes b'shir shokorvin. The machlokes is, if using the chalil as doiches Shabbos, it's a machlokes b'shas they brought the korvin. When they brought the korvin at Tomid in the morning, the Levim had to sing a shir. So the question is, how do they sing the shir by the korban? The Rabbi Yosi saw Ika shira b'kli. The main part of the shira the Levim had to use was the kli. They had to use the chalil. They had to use instruments. Therefore, the avodah, usually using the kelim, using them, is called an avodah. And the klal is b'deiches Shabbos. And the avodah of the korban is just like the korban itself. The korban atamid is b'deiches Shabbos. Who are then the avodahs are also b'deiches Shabbos. Like Rashi says, Ika shira shakar bin tzibur toyin shir min haturk aminu matech le'erichin kam mikrois. So Rabbi Yosi, Ika rashir enu limkein chalil maki im hashir. You ought to have the chalil playing also. V'chein kinoris and the volume, other instruments were also playing v'shas levim sang. And this is all part of the avodah. Therefore, the avodah is doicha Shabbos. Therefore, you're allowed to use the chalil on Shabbos also v'shas that brought the korban. For Rabbon and Sarvi, the Rabbon hold no. Iko shira b'peh. The main thing of the shira is to use your mouth. Therefore, v'lav avoidi. It's not called the chilek of the avoidah to use the instruments. The Levian could do the shira midirais is just singing with their mouth. They don't have to use the instruments. Even though they use it, it's not called part of the avoidah. Therefore, the lachar is, it's not doicha Shabbos. Alright, turn over. The Gemara says, Avol shir shel shueva. But that our Mishnah talks about, that by the Simchas Beis HaShueva, they used to play the Chalil, that for sure, Divrei Hakol Simchahi, V'yein HaDeuches HaShabbos. That for sure is not called an Avodah, it's only like a mitzvah Simcha, therefore for sure it's not Deuches HaShabbos. Like Rashi says, Avu Shir Shashueva, Shoye Kol HaLailo Al Mailes HaYeredes Mi Ezras Yisrael Yezras Noshim. On the steps that were coming down from the Ezras Yisrael to the Ezras Noshim, that's what they used to sing the whole night. Is Divrei Hakol Simcha Yisrahi V'Eina Min HaTorah. It's not Midiraisa. Avo Elo Lachaviv Es HaMitzvah V'Ledoche Shabbos. Only to make the mitzvahs nice upon us, but it's not Deuche Shabbos. Therefore, the Machlok is only by the Shir, by the Korvin, but by Al Mishta, by the Chalil, for sure it's not Deuche Shabbos. The Omer Rav Yosef Mino Amino Tebho Pligi. How do I know that this is the Machlok is? If Ika shear is the peh by the kli, like how do I know to say the machlekes if the shear is the chalil is deicha Shabbos or not by the korban, that the machlekes is totally whether the Ika shear is the kli or the peh? The Tanya will learn like this: kli shoreis she'osan shel eitz is Rebbe poisel. If you make a kli shoreis, the kelim that we use in the Beis Hamikdash to service in the Beis Hamikdash that has a kedusha saguf on it, now mitchili is supposed to make it out of metal. Let's say you made it out of wood. If you made it out of wood, so the locher is Rebbe Poisel. Rebbe says the kli shoreis is poisel, you can't use it. For Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda Machshir. Rebbe Yosi Yehuda says no, it's kosher. You can make a kli shoreis even out of wood. Now, my love, isn't it that Pahol Kamiflagi, this is the machlokes whether you could make a kli shoreis in the Beis Hamikdash out of wood or not. Man the Machshir, Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda says it's kosher. Sover, he learns it out from the flute that they use in the Beis Hamikdash when they brought the Kabbonis. So Sover, he holds, Iko Shira v'Kli. The din of the Shir that Levim used to sing had to be done with the Kli, with the flute. Therefore, it's considered a kli sharis, and it was made out of wood. So you see, you're allowed to make a kli sharis out of wood. And we learn it out from the flute that Moshe used, which was, it means Bizman Moshe Rabbeinu, and it was made out of reed, made out of like a wood. So you see, you could have a kli sharis made out of wood. Uman the posel, the one that says no, it's posel, sovar ikar shira b'peh. The main din of the shir when Levim used to sing was with the mouth, not with the kelim. V'lo yafina mi'ov of the Moshe. And we don't learn it out from the ovah, from the flute that Moshe used. Because even by the ovah of the Moshe, like it wasn't really klisharis, because the main part of the shir was only b'peh with your mouth, and the music there was only to make it sound nice, but not for the ikar mitzvah, it wasn't really called the klisharis. Tomorrow says maybe no, that's not the machlokes. Loi, I'll tell you. Tekuli Yalmakubi, everybody holds ikar shira b'kli. Everybody holds that the shir when Levim sing, you have to have the kli. You have to have a kli. You have to have the flutes. You need instruments. For Yehocha, so what's the machlokes then? The donin efsher mishi efsher. Everybody holds this. The flute was a kli sharis, and it was made out of wood. Now the question is, can you learn out from here other kalim? Because other kalim could be made out of metal. Like here, the flute, the reason why it's kosher, because it can't be made out of metal. It could only be made out of wood. So it's true, the flute in May Moshe was a klisharis. For hocha v'donan efshe mishi efshe kemiflagi. Can you learn out from other kalim that they could be made out of metal from the flute that cannot be made out of metal? Man the master, the one that says, yes, it's kosher, sover he holds, donan efshe mishi efshe. We learn out, even though it's possible to make the kli sharis now made out of metal, still we learn it out from the flute that had to be made out of wood, that any kli sharis could be made out of wood. Or man the post, the one that says it's possible, says no, sovar, loy don an efshir mishi efshir. I don't learn out from something that could be from something that can't be. So true, the flute, the shir, b'shas levim, sing the duchen, b'shas the kabonis, the shir had to have an instrument, true. And the instrument is made out of wood, and it's a kli sharis. But only this kli sharis could be made out of wood, because it's not possible to have an instrument made out of other metal, made out of metal. Mashenkin, other kli sharis is what could be made out of, what could be made out of metal, but daska has to be made out of metal and cannot be made out of wood. That's the machlokes here. Whether doran efshir mishi efshir, or else bein doran efshir mishi efshir. Then the Gemara says, "V'boy yisem another teretz I could tell you the kuli yam everybody could hold the opposite the ikar shir b'peh the main part of the shir was only with the mouth. In other words, Levim had to sing that was the shir. That they used instruments was not a kli sharis. It was not the ikar part of the shir. V'yein donin efshir mishi efshir, and therefore we cannot learn out from the flute as everybody holds ain donin efshir mishi efshir. You can't learn out from the flute, even though the flute was made out of wood. You can't learn out other kalim from the flute, because the flute had to be made out of wood, but other kalim could be made out of metal. So you can't learn out one from the other. So then, what is the machlokes? If you can make a kli sharis made out of wood, or if a davka has to be made out of metal, the machlokes says, how do you learn out all the kli sharis from the menorah? Do you learn it out with a teres, a klal of drosha, with a klal of prato klal? Or do you learn it out with a teres, ribuyumiyat, like we'll soon see? Rebbe Dorish Kololi Aproti. Rebbe Darshan's a klal, it says a general rule, and then it says a prat, a specific rule. Rebbe Yosef Yehuda Dorish ribuyumiyat. Ribu means it's marbit, it includes a lot of things. Or miyat, then it says a miyat, no, only one thing. What's the difference? Rebbe Dorish Kololi Aproti. Rebbe makes the drosha b'teres, the klal of a klal and a prat, a general rule, and then a prat. The pasuk says, v'yosi semenoira klal. Make the menorah made out of anything, a klal. Zohov tor, pure gold, prat. That's a specific way, a prat, only pure gold. Then the pasuk says, miksha taseh, ha menorah. You should like bang out the menorah. Chazer a klal. Again, makes a general rule, any type of making the menorah. So the klal is that klal or prat or klal. When the Torah first says a general rule, and then it says the prat specific rule, the clay says, iyat tadan elakena prat. You can only learn out something like the prat itself. What does that mean? Maha prat, just like this specific thing. Mefurish. Shomatchis, it says it has to be pure gold. It means it had to be made out of an iron, a metal. Is av kol shomatchis. any type of a kli sharvus is only kosher if it's made out of a type of a metal. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Darish, Ribuy Yomitoy. A different way of dashing the psukim. The same psukim by the Menorah, but it's a ribuy everything, and then a miyit, only one thing. The pasuk says, B'yosisa Menorah, Menoras, Mashma Ribuy. Anything you want, you can make the Menorah from. Then the pasuk says, Zohov Tor, pure gold, miyit. It's no something special. Miksha Tiyosah Menorah, Chazav Ribuy. Again, you can knock the Menorah made out of anything, that's again a general rule. So the klal is, for ribuy, or miyat for ribuy, when you have a ribuy, everything, then a miyat, only one thing, then everything, the klal is ribuy hakol. Everything is included. My ribuy, what does it include? Ribuy kol milu. All type of things you can make a kli sharus from. Even out of wood, you can make a kli sharus. Oma miyat, but still the Torah says, Zohav Torah, it has to exclude something, miyat shocheris. That an earthly kli, that's no good. That's the only miyut. See if you learn it out from a ribuy or miyut. It's marbe, it includes everything. Only one thing you take out, that's all. So here we'll take out an earthly kli. But if you learn it from a klal or prato klal, it doesn't only take out one thing. It takes out everything because it has to be like the prato has to be. So it has to leave not only gold, because there's a klal or prato klal, but it has to call upon and be something like a matris. That has to be like a metal, some type of metal. Rashi says, Miyat Shocheris, the Akarchuk Miyat Lemuta Yosa. It's coming to take exclude something. The Zohar Royal Smite Jason McCall. This is the most thing to take off more than anything else. Omura Papa Kitanoim. Papa says this goes according to Machlokes Tanoim. Alright, we'll stop here. You were holding the Nun Aleph Amid Aleph. Again, the Mor says, Omar Rapopo, Kitanoi.